Chapter 4. It was early evening, and Jesse had already made several trips across the footbridge, each time carrying armloads of groceries and supplies. He strolled through the rooms of the small house, stepping around his boxes, acknowledging the existing furniture, and trying to determine where he'd place his own. He walked onto the back porch, which overlooked the bay. He breathed in the crisp night air. The remoteness of the house offered a level of privacy and quiet that had escaped him when he lived in the condo. He went back upstairs. He scanned the boxes in search of the one marked linens. He found his sheets and pillowcases and proceeded to make up his bed. He had just stepped out of the shower when he realized that someone was knocking loudly on his front door.
"Hold on," Jesse said. "I'm coming."
He dried himself off as best he could and wrapped the towel around his waist. With water still dripping from his hair, he opened the door. Healy, now his neighbor, stood before him.
"Have I come at a bad time?" he said.
"What makes you say that?" Jesse said.
"I was on my way home, so I thought I'd stop to see how you were doing," Healy said. "So, how are you doing?"
Jesse was not yet completely dry. His towel had come loose, and he only just managed to grab it before it fell to the floor.
"Your fly is open," Healy said.
Jesse stared at him.
"Would it be too much trouble if I asked you to entertain yourself while I tend to my dishabille?"
"Your dishabille," Healy said.
"My clothing," Jesse said. "A simple translation for the benefit of any dolts who might be standing in my doorway."
"Go right ahead," Healy said. "Where do you keep the scotch?"
"In the kitchen," Jesse said, as he started up the stairs.
Healy went inside, found the bottle, and helped himself to a healthy pour of Jesse's Johnny Black. He opened the two French doors that led from the living room to the porch. He went outside. Haphazardly placed on the porch were a love seat, a couple of tables, and a pressed wood armchair, none of which appeared to have ever been new. Healy sat down on the armchair, content to sip his scotch and stare silently at the sparkling reflection of the setting sun on the restless waters of the bay. Jesse, dressed in jeans and a sweater, joined him. He carried a scotch of his own.
"Beautiful out here," Healy said.
Jesse nodded and sat down on the love seat.
"Thanks for this," Jesse said. "It already feels like home."
Healy smiled.
"It's a great house," he said.
Jesse smiled. They sat quietly for a while.
"I gather you lost a couple of Hondas," Healy said.
"I wonder if there's anyone in Massachusetts who hasn't heard about those Hondas," Jesse said.
"This might not be an isolated incident," Healy said. "My guys are noticing higher-than-usual incidents of car theft. The organized crime unit thinks this might be the start of something."
"Something mob-related?"
"Yes."
"In Paradise?"
"They think so," Healy said.
"Do the OC guys think that our friends in the underworld are organizing chop shops in Paradise?"
"We're hearing that your so-called friends are sensing enormous potential in doing business in this neck of the woods," Healy said.
Jesse didn't say anything.
"Summer in particular appeals to them," Healy said. "Large number of tourists, lots of vehicles. They can slip in, snatch a car, strip it, chop it, and get rid of it in virtually no time."
"Hondas and Toyotas," Jesse said.
"Easiest to move," Healy said.
"Lucrative," Jesse said.
"Breathtakingly so," Healy said.
"Any thoughts on how to stop them?" Jesse said.
"I'm with Homicide, not the Registry of Motor Vehicles."
"There must be a connection."
"When you find one, you'll be certain to let me know," Healy said.
"A fine way to start the season," Jesse said.
"It could be worse," Healy said.
"How?"
"It could be drugs."
"That would be worse," Jesse said.
"Any idea who's running the operation?"
"We're still working on that."
"So was this the reason for your visit?"
"This and a sincere interest in your personal well-being."
"Sincerity hasn't always been your strongest suit. But at least I'm working on it," Healy said.
"Try not to hurt yourself," Jesse said.
They sat quietly on the porch, sipping their scotch, watching the sun slip lower over the horizon, appearing and disappearing amid the gathering clouds of evening.
It was Healy who broke the silence.
"There's a cat sitting over there by the bushes."
"Where?"
"There. Black and white. Scrawny-looking. Yours?"
"Not mine," Jesse said.
Healy finished his scotch. "I gotta go," he said. "You'll let me know if this car thing escalates?"
"You have my word on it," Jesse said.
"Goody," Healy said. Jesse walked him to the door. "Thanks for the heads up," Jesse said. "Thanks for the scotch," Healy said. Jesse walked with Healy to the footbridge. "You got to carry your groceries across it," Healy said. "I do if I want to eat," Jesse said. "I don't envy you that," Healy said. "Me either," Jesse said. After Healy left, Jesse washed the glasses, dried them, and put them away. Then he went back outside to look for the cat.